We have Representative Batnick on the line. Hello, Representative Batnick. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me on.
I realize I should have done this last week, and I apologize to our listeners. It struck me today. I was like, I need to hear from both sides of the aisle on this on the conventions. So let's start with last week. How did you feel about the convention in Cleveland?
Convention in Cleveland. Well, you know, it obviously was chaotic, and I think I have to get used to kind of a new norm in America. Until the last day, I didn't think it would come off as successful as it did in terms of a bounce for Trump. However, I will say that the last day, when Trump spoke, I watched the whole speech, and I was getting texts and comments from people calling me that we're kind of on the fence, or we're more moderate people. And I was getting, you know, most people were saying, "Man, I really like the speech. Really like the speech. He turned me on. Yada yada." And then I watched CNN afterwards, and they were just canning the speech, saying it was horrible. But then the poll came out, and the immediate poll was a big jump. I think it's a big disconnect. I kind of saw something similar today. Everybody kind of fawning all over the convention today. And while I think there were some, while I think it was another very good speech given by the president, as he often does, that there's going to be a pretty big disconnect in terms of the balance, because I just don't think there's two problems. I don't think it's in touch with reality of the way people are feeling. We don't feel like America's, you know, everybody, 70% of us think America's on the wrong track. And then I think probably the worst thing for Hillary is Obama can do a better job of selling hamburger than Hillary can doing steak. And
as an orator, I think, I agree. I mean, you know, President Obama, President Clinton, two great speakers. And I, you know, there's an urgency to Hillary Clinton's, you know, speech delivery technique that comes across as a little strident for people.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So, so I'm not sure how you would want to use Obama, but it's kind of like that. You got this person that you love, you want him to be president. He gets you in that crew, and he's saying, but it's not me, it's going to be Hillary. So I don't know how he's going to use during the campaign, because I think people may believe in him, but not necessarily. Especially in this environment where you have an environment where people aren't happy with the direction of things.
Right.
So I don't know how she's going to have to do a good job of selling in an uneasy circumstance. So it's going to be threading the needle a little bit more than I think people realize. I mean, as you know, I've told you, and other people don't know this, I was a Marco Rubio delegate. I was not a Trump supporter. So, you know, the last 2 weeks haven't exactly been thrilling for me.
But, it's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch, but I got to tell you, I just think Trump is connecting with the average Joe more than people realize. And I think there's an undercurrent that people just don't, that the pundits and the people that do this really can't understand. And the last thing I'm going to say, these email scandals, they're not good. And the more Hillary perpetuates it, even with the Trump-Russian comments today, it's a plus for Trump and a big negative for Hillary. And I think that's going to be a big cloud over the convention.
Well, I thank you for your time. One last question before I let you go. This is just from a listener, and I don't know if you happen to know the answer, but a listener from the 331 is wondering if we know how it's decided which convention goes first, because Republicans traditionally.
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do know that.
This is exciting.
The president's party always gets to go last.
Oh, so it's like the home team.
Correct.
The home team gets to bat last.
that's how they figure it out. So
will the DNC see the same kind of bump in the polls that we saw with Trump last week? Is it just because there's a convention and everyone's focused on it, or do you think that it won't be as much of a difference as the poll right after the RNC convention?
I don't think there's going to be. We'll see if I'm right. You can have me back on and scold me if I'm wrong. I don't think there's going to be as big of a bounce, and it isn't so much because of the convention. I think Trump has done a lot to steal the thunder. Plus, you have the situation, the email leaks.
Right.
You know, you kind of Trump stole the thunder today a little bit, but this is horrible for the DNC. The fact they worked so hard to tilt the election for Hillary instead of letting the race be won fair and square is in the end going to really turn a lot of people off. And it plays into Trump's message that the elites are, you know, pulling the wool over your eyes. And that's why he relates to the everyday guy.
Right.
You know, it's because he's like, these pundits, these experts, they say no at all, but look, when you find out behind the scenes, they're really not being fair. So I think that's going to diminish any DNC bounce back.
Well, we will have you on whether you're right or wrong again, because you're wonderful to talk to and you have great insight. So again, you're in the 97th District. Is that correct? I want to make sure I get people the right.
97th District, Oswego, Naperville, Plainfield, Sherwood.
That's Representative Batnick, and you should stop by and see him in his office or give him a call, email if you have any concerns or compliments. I'm sure he wants to hear from you.
Sounds great. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, thank you so much.